Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When I was just beginning high school and my younger brother was in junior high, there was a new series of books that came out that my younger brother Phil really liked. They were called Choose Your Own Adventure books. All right? And as you would read the story, you would come to a spot where there was a decision that had to be made by the main character. And so you are now the main character and you get to choose A or B or C. And if you choose them, there was a page number and you would turn to that page and you would continue reading the story. And it would go on and there would be back and forth and up and down. And some of those stories had 40 different endings to them. Some of them only had 6 or 7, but it was a way for the publishers to try to get young people, mostly boys, to read the story again and again, making different choices. There were mystery stories and horror stories. There were science fiction stories and dragons and castle kind of stories. And with all of those, they tried, and my brother Philip just really loved them. In our gospel this morning, we meet a man who is in search of an adventure. At least that's what I think. You see, in some of the gospels we read, this man comes in and he's a young man. Maybe even a young man from an aristocratic family. But here in Mark, I envision a comfortable man of middle years. He's successful. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had time to come in and ask Jesus this question anyway. But you see, this man lives in a time before base jumping, climbing Mount Everest, in a time before blasting into orbit or being a person like me walking in space. He's a pious man. And so he comes to Jesus seeking an adventure that will expand his relationship with God and perhaps give him some bragging rights with his friends. See, this man comes to Jesus and he asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" He might as well have asked, "Can you give me something to do that will take away my uneasiness in this relationship I have with God and then also make me look good to the guys down at the synagogue?" He's looking for an adventure that will challenge him, it will aid his faith, it will make him look good, it will earn him eternal life. Not too much to ask for now, is it? In one simple thing. As Jesus answers, he begins by teasing the man because he called him good teacher. Jesus says, "Only God is good, so what are you doing?" Then Jesus reminds this man that if he is looking for a challenge, if he is looking for true adventure, then living the second table of the Torah is plenty of both. You shall not murder or commit adultery or steal or bear false witness or defraud. You should honor your father and mother, because Jesus sees these commandments and knows that they are a lifetime challenge, that we will fail far more often than we succeed. But before Jesus really has a chance to begin talking about the adventure that is listening to God, this man chimes in with, "Kept them all since my youth. Been there, done that." See, this man believes that doing the bare minimum is sufficient for any of these, because this man is looking for spiritual gymnastics. He's saying, "Give me something harder than just not killing someone." So Jesus hits him where he lives. "You lack one thing," Jesus says. "Sell what you own, give the money to the poor, then come follow me." If you want a challenge, there is a challenge. If you want an adventure, try that. You see, this man is so focused on himself, on his accomplishments, that he's missing his neighbors. He is missing the people who need help, who need care. Jesus wants him to find a new focus. Jesus is trying to get this man to seek the Lord, like Amos is guiding us today. Seek the Lord and live. This is why Jesus is pointing to the Ten Commandments. Because these are a gift from God to help us to love God and to love our neighbors. Jesus recognizes that this man isn't seeing his neighbors. He's not seeing their needs because he's not looking for them. For Jesus, the commandments aren't just about what we do or don't do. It's also about our attitude. And Martin Luther, in his explanations to those commandments in the Small Catechism, reminds us that it's not that we just don't murder or don't, you know, bear false witness. It's we are called to help our neighbors, to defend them, protect them and what's theirs, to keep them safe. We care. And that is the adventure that Jesus is encouraging for that man and all of us. These are ways for us to seek the Lord, to see the Lord in the people around us, and then to share the love that God pours onto us every day. Jesus is calling all of us, and he is encouraging us to seek the Lord and live. Because life is not going from bungee jumping to cave diving. And it's not about seeking danger and calling it adventure. Life is about living in relationship with God and with one another. Life is sharing love and compassion, bringing care and grace. To discover a neighbor in need and then discovering the way that we can help, that is an adventure all in itself. Listening for God and following any of the instructions that we get that lead to loving neighbor, that too is an adventure all in itself. This is the way that Jesus is pointing out to our friend. And it's a lesson that that man, he misses it completely. Last week, Jesus was guiding us to see the vulnerable in the world around us, as well as reminding us that we were created to be in relationship with one another. God's love pours upon us, and we who are here, we know that. And then Jesus calls us to share that love. That is Jesus' intention in today's gospel story. He wants this man to recognize that he is not the most important thing in the universe. He's not even the most important part of his own life. God leads us to relationships where love and care, where help and hope can blossom and flourish. This is where we are being called. Now, it may not be as exciting as roller coasters or scuba diving. It may not be as fame-inducing as a solo sail across the Atlantic Ocean or parachuting from orbit or something. But life as children of God and as followers of Jesus gives us purpose and a daily challenge to share God's love. The question the man asks today is, what must we do? Is there a mountain to climb? Is there a secret handshake that I get to learn? Is there an amount of time that we need to spend every day? And do we really need to sell everything? We get to love one another. We get to love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. We get to love as Jesus loves. Now, what that love will look like for each of us today is going to be different because we are different. The challenge, the adventure that we are invited to be part of is that we get to go into the world with Jesus by our side, filled with hope. And then we look to share the love that we receive as we are able to do. The beauty is that we don't need to choose the adventure because Jesus has chosen us already. Amen.